KO4 MRA.
Last calling stations, this is KO4 PXB.
This is KI4 MRA. Name here is Fred. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. Lloyd's here.
How's my signal sounding? Can you give me a signal report, please?
Definitely full quiet. I'm on the 85, not far from the BMW plant, so you're definitely sounding good.
I appreciate it, man. I'm about maybe 5 miles from you. I'm over here in StarTex in between 29 and 290. Just got my rig. Finally got my rig powered up and everything in my new truck. So just looking for a signal port and trying to be more active on a repeater.
You're definitely sounding good. Definitely get in here and talk and speak. Like I said, this evening at 9 o'clock and every day, this station holds a net. So please definitely check in.
Currently a member of the club. I also try to get for Tuesday, I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday, Gary holds the Trader's Net KI4 DOS. Unfortunately, I can't make it every night because I have to be in bed by about 8 o'clock because I have to be at work at 4 a.m.
Yes, it's every Wednesday Gary will hold the swap net.
What day you want, sir?
What was your question, sir?
I said, how is your day going? Is it going good for you?
Yes, sir. Just went out on the site from Greenville, Lawrence Road, which is where I work at, to Duncan to see why a printer was taking a little while to when they click print. But got that resolved, and of course now I'm sitting on 85 slow traffic going back into Greenville area. Like, yay me.
I encounter that every day when I get off. I actually go north instead of south, but I see the southbound lanes are backed up right there. It's, I think it's exit 58, Brockman-McClyman Road, so I know exactly your pain.
Yeah, because I just saw a message, which I'm not sure the construction sign was letting everybody know that the left lane was closed to merge right. So it's definitely seems to be moving too fast for the left-hand lane to be closed.
Yep, got all those people rushing to get nowhere. You know how it goes.
At least I don't have to travel this, 85 very often, because most of our repairs are kept local.
I need to travel 85. I have to go 3 miles. I go from exit 63, which is 290. The Highway 101. I work at the airport on the cargo side, so, at 3:30 in the morning, ain't nobody out but truckers.
Yeah, definitely 3:30 in the morning, but nothing's out but deer and truckers.
Man, you wouldn't believe the amount of deer I see in the rut season on side of 85 there, in between the two exits, man. It's I'm surprised there's not more deer hit through there than there is.
I guess, except at that time of the morning, if they're going this rate right now, you hit a deer and it's not even going to really do much damage because, like I said,
Yeah, 7 miles an hour, it might touch it to be like, look at you like, what did you just do? Are you crazy? You silly?
That's when you do more damage to your vehicle than the deer.
I agree 100% with that one, man.
I have no idea if they'll ever fix this road well enough to make it a malfunction junction.
I give it 20 years. It'll catch up to what we currently have down, and it won't be enough. Kind of like Interstate 26. Man, it's a mess between here and Columbia, especially after you hit the 385 interchange. Oh, man, it's just a straight-up mess.
Yeah, I definitely know where you're talking about when you're on 26 and you try to merge onto 20. You got vehicles coming in, you got vehicles trying to go off, and it's just a disaster. Nothing's coordinated in there where you can get in there without having a wreck.
100% agree with that, buddy. Well, look, man, we gonna run. I'm going to shut this thing down and do some tidying up on my wiring and everything. Thanks for the comeback and thanks for the conversation. We'll be clear on your final. This is KI4MR, SN73s. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. It's KO4PXB.